Janie Small had been a rotten idea. Virgil had been in town, had dropped by the Minnesota Music Cafe to see what was up, and there she was, leaning on the bar, the wonder of the universe packed into a pair of women's 501s. One thing led to another. It wasn't like they were sexually incompatible. That hadn't been the problem. They'd just been incompatible in every other way. Like when she became webmaster of a Celine Dion fan site, or decided that fried tofu strips were better than bacon, or that fish felt lip pain. Janie, a problem. He liked her, but only for a couple hours at a time. Maybe if he could slide really slowly over to the edge of the bed, his jeans and boots and shirt were right there on the floor, he could be halfway to the door before she woke up. Virgil was making his move when the cell phone went off on the nightstand, and Janie woke with a start and rolled flat and said, "You left the cell phone on? You goddamn moron." Not like she had a mouth on her. Virgil fumbled for the phone, peered at the view screen, hoping against hope that the call was from an 888 number, but it wasn't. Lucas Davenport. Virgil said aloud, "It's Davenport." "That's not good," Janie said. She was a cop groupie and knew what a late night call meant. Her last husband, Small, worked in Vice in St. Paul. Janie said he'd picked up some entertaining tips on the job, but unfortunately was deeply enmeshed in his model train hobby, and when he began building the Rock Island line in the living room, she moved out. In any case, she knew Lucas.
"So, answer it."
He did. "Yeah, Lucas," Virgil said into the cell phone. "You sound like you're already awake," Lucas said. "I'm just getting ready for bed," Virgil said. "I'm kind of beat out."
"No, he isn't," Janie shouted. "He's over here fucking me."
"Who was that?" Lucas asked. "Was that Janie Carter?" "Oh, man," Virgil said. "Well, it's Janie Small now. She got married to Greg Small over at St. Paul. They broke up." "There's a surprise," Lucas said. "Listen, get out to Stillwater. The Stillwater cops have a body at a veterans memorial with a lemon."
"What?"
He swung his feet over to the edge of the bed. Two shots to the head. "Exactly," Lucas said. "They'd like to move the body before the TV people get onto it. It looks exactly like you, Techt, and you're the guy. Tom Matson's the chief out there. He called operations and they yanked me out of bed."
Okay, Virgil said. "I might need some backup. This could get ugly."
"Yeah, I know. And I'm heading into D.C. tomorrow for more convention stuff. Dell's going with me. The feds are briefing us on the counterculture people. You can have Shrink and Jenkins if you need them. I'll be on my cell phone if you need some weight, and I'll leave a note for Rosemary."
"Okay.
You gotta move on this," Lucas said. "Take your gun with you."
"I'm on my way. I'm putting on my boots," Virgil said.
"I got my gun right here." "Stay in touch," Lucas said, and he was gone. Janie said,
"Don't let the door hit you in the ass."